From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Another milestone today for wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Less than 2 weeks after she was critically wounded during the shooting rampage in Tucson, she's being transferred to a rehabilitation hospital in Houston. Doctors say Giffords has been making remarkable progress so far, but neurosurgeon Michael LaMole cautions that the rehab process can be challenging.
It's not uncommon for people to initially improve and then plateau for a little while and then improve again. So everyone has to gear their expectations towards what she's willing to show for us as opposed to what we want.
NPR's Wade Goodwin says Giffords will be a patient at a facility considered one of the best in the world for treating brain injuries.
She will begin intensive mental and physical rehabilitation therapy. Already she has stood with help, dangled her legs from her bed, and sat for periods in a chair. Giffords has not yet been able to speak, and doctors are unsure how much strength the congresswoman will have in her right side, but they say they remain amazed at the quality of her progress so far. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Tucson.
Conservative lawmakers in the House are pressing for much deeper spending cuts than House Republican leaders have proposed. Members of the Conservative Republican Study Committee calling for an immediate reduction of $100 billion in non-defense spending. That would require drastic cuts in the budgets of most federal agencies. The Democratic-controlled Senate is not likely to approve such cuts, even if they do pass the House. Another legislative initiative in the House that faces an uphill battle in the Senate is a GOP effort to restrict abortion funding. House Speaker John Boehner.
A ban on taxpayer funding of abortions is the will of the people, and it ought to be the will of the land.
Boehner says House Republicans have introduced two bills that would toughen restrictions on taxpayer funding of abortions. President Obama is focusing on jobs and clean energy today as he travels to Schenectady, New York. Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio reports Mr. Obama will be visiting a General Electric plant that makes turbines and soon will manufacture high-tech batteries.
The plant, which has traditionally manufactured steam turbines and generators, in recent years has also focused on wind and solar power. The company has almost finished a factory to make electric batteries that will be used to power electric cars and locomotives. Mr. Obama's speech will focus on the importance of investing in clean energy, creating jobs, and making the nation's economy more competitive. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany, New York.
The president spoke at a concert last evening in the nation's capital, marking the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's inauguration as president.
Because of his vision, more people prospered. More people served. Our union was made more perfect.
The president joined some 100 members of the Kennedy family at the event. This is NPR News from Washington. Diplomats from Iran are meeting with representatives from the United States and five other world powers in Istanbul to discuss the Iranian nuclear program. The world powers would like to kickstart talks aimed at halting Iran's uranium enrichment activities, but Iranian officials have repeatedly said those activities are not negotiable. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi may be losing a key ally in his effort to withstand calls for his resignation. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome that the Vatican has finally weighed in, saying politicians must show robust morality.
Contrary to most European countries, the Vatican still wields considerable political influence in Italy. And ever since the media mogul entered politics 18 years ago, the Holy See has backed Berlusconi's conservative governments. But after days of front-page coverage of lewd goings-on with young showgirl wannabes at Berlusconi's parties, even the Vatican appears to have had it. Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, second only to the Pope in the Vatican, was asked about a probe into allegations that Berlusconi paid for sex with a minor and abused his power to spring her from police custody when she was detained for theft. Bertone said the Vatican is particularly worried about the impact reports of such behavior are having on families, young people, and future generations. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Advertising is coming to one of the last ad-free areas at Chicago's busy O'Hare International Airport, the restrooms. A North Carolina firm set to install interactive advertising in the mirrors over sinks there. Chicago Tribune reporting video or still ads will be displayed on the whole mirror when no one's standing in front of the sink. When someone does step up, the ad will reduce in size and move to a corner of the mirror. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.